Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
Ooh, this is going to taste good.
What are you, whipping up some margaritas over there?
No, I'm making non-alcoholic smoothies.
Oh.
What's in them?
Well, what we have here is some vanilla rice milk with a little bit of honey, some spinach, mangoes,
spinach.
Bananas. Yeah. You won't even taste it. It just makes it a pretty green color. Mangoes, bananas, and strawberries. And of course, I put fish oil and some vitamin D and some protein powder.
Sounds healthy.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing I love about smoothies. It's quick nutrition, and it also quenches your thirst. So you just need something, you need a kick, or it's first thing in the morning, you're not ready for a meal, you throw some things in a blender, and you can be on the go, getting ready or in the car, and you can actually get some nutrition that will potentially last for a while.
That's what I love about smoothies, is because sometimes you just don't have time to eat breakfast, so you just make it, pour it in a glass, and go. And drink it on the way to wherever you need to be.
It seems like it would be a lot of work to me. Don't you have to like get a bunch of fruit out and cut it up? And
well, there's some strategies for that. There's some strategies. So, okay. For example, what I do in our house is I do buy some bagged frozen fruit, especially this time of year. So I'll buy frozen strawberries and frozen blueberries. If I can get them, frozen mangoes, frozen peaches.
Yeah, at least Elizabeth buys those. They're actually great.
Yeah, and that's just a habit. You know, you're in the grocery store and you just... That's what you do, is you grab a couple bags. And what's great about that is it's ready. But the other thing that I think is fantastic in smoothies is bananas. So what I do is when I go to the store, I always buy one bunch of bananas for the house, but then I always buy a second bunch with the assumption that we won't eat them. And as soon as they start to look like they're going to go bad, the key is you have to unpeel them, and then you cut them, and you put them in a baggie, like a freezer bag, and throw it in the freezer.
They get too mushy.
Yeah. And what's great about that is the bananas add a creaminess. And so you don't necessarily even need to use ice when you make a smoothie. You put in the frozen fruit, especially frozen banana or frozen mango, and it adds a creamy, smooth texture to the shake. That's really good.
Avocados make smoothies pretty smooth too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, you mix so vegetables good. Like that with...
Avocado's fruit. A fruit, isn't
is it?
It technically is a fruit.
Is it? I always think it's a vegetable.
You can also add melon for creaminess as well.
Yeah.
Melon works really well. So some other ideas, obviously you can do raspberries and blackberries. I personally don't like the little seeds. Even a good blender, you can't always get the seeds to blend smooth. But they have a nice taste to them. You can get pineapple. You can
pineapple.
You can just cut up apples and pears. Obviously you don't need to freeze those. Cucumbers even work. And then you can even add vegetables. So, for example, beets really add a nice pink color to a shake, and it doesn't necessarily make the taste take away from the taste of the fruit. So if you're using apples, for example, you can use apples and beets with bananas. It's really good.
Now, do you add a lot of supplements in yours? Because a lot of people put, flaxseed in it and protein and, all that kind of stuff.
I have my routine where I use the Metagenics Ultra Meal Vanilla Powder, which is a rice-based protein powder that has all the vitamins and minerals in it.
There you go.
I always add a lemon-flavored fish oil, and I add a couple vitamin D drops. But, you can also add, say, hemp seed or...
That's what I do.
Yeah, or cacao or... Is that
hemp
how you say
seed.
It?
Hemp seed. What does that do for you?
High in protein.
Is it really?
They have it in powder form, too. Oh.
Mm-hmm. So is chia seeds.
I tried to make a smoothie with chia and strawberries once, and it got lodged in my system, and I ended up vomiting.
Yeah, chia is kind of like
it's
gunky.
Harsh.
It's gunky, isn't it?
Well, it turns into a gel if
you
soak it in water.
Gelatinous.
So I think I just did not have enough water that day.
You can buy chia that's a little more of a meal. It's not as much meal, meaning like the texture of it is like meal versus the seed. Mila, M-I-L-A, makes it. A good version of that.
Are those the same
that.
Seeds they use for chia pets?
Well, you would think, right?
I
don't know. I was just curious about that.
Yeah, I'm
we
sure it
put
is.
Put some chia on your head.
Yeah, okay. That's funny, Jessica.
So there's some other things you can put in, changing the topic again. Goji berries. That's
I
a good
love
one.
Goji berries.
Those are really good for you, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Superfood.
Yeah.
And like Mike said, the flax seeds or the flaxseed oils, those are really good. You can also just buy green powder, you know, all the different greens in a powder. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. You can put in silken tofu. You can put in yogurt. You can take oats and soak them first and put the oats in. Mm-hmm. That's actually to make it meaty. You can also put like peanut butter, almond butter, or sunflower nut butter, a scoop of that. We made in our smoothies workshop last night, we made a shake with, it was sunflower nut butter and bananas, and you could put a little cinnamon in as well.
I love putting steam. I love to put cinnamon with chocolate together because I'm not a chocolate fan, but you add the cinnamon and it gives it a really nice smooth flavor.
It sounds like you're throwing everything in there, anything you find around your house.
Right, you wouldn't put it all together, but every day you just try a different combination.
Yeah.
And you could even put in honey, obviously, maple syrup, pitted dates can add a nice sweetness to it. Did I say cucumbers?
No.
Yes, that's a good one. Cucumbers is good. And then obviously lemon or lime. You know, and that's the key is if you just make a habit of buying these types of foods at the store, then when you wake up or when you want a snack, right, when you get home from work, for example, or the kids are wanting a mid-afternoon snack after school, you just whip together something that you have. And the key is there's something frozen in there, some type of frozen fruit. If you don't have it, then obviously add ice. But you can, as far as the liquid, you can use milk, obviously, but I recommend a milk substitute. So you can use rice milk, almond milk. Now Silk makes a coconut milk.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I found a pretty pure protein powder that's a vegetable source. It's by Sun Warrior. It doesn't have any of the crap in it. And I'll use that instead of any milks, just as a powder.
And then add water?
Add water, yeah.
Add water. Yeah, it's really good.
Can I put coffee in my smoothie?
Ew.
What? Just asking.
Actually, if you were going to make it like a mocha mint drink or something,
you could.
And you could add some vodka to it if you wanted to. Have a party.
Just make sure you put your protein powder and your fish oil and your vitamin D if you want any nutritional value
to counteract that
at all. Okay, then of course you can add juices. So orange juice, apple juice, a berry type juice. That works really well too. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of my tips for making sure your smoothies are a success. And we'll also talk about some food combinations that make the smoothies really tasty.
Yummy.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
And we're back. We're talking about smoothies. And you know, they're pretty easy. It doesn't take a lot of fussy ingredients. We just went through all the ingredients that you might want to consider to put in. And by the way, we didn't talk about nuts. You can take almond slivers and even add some water, make your own almond milk as you put it in. You could do unsalted cashews.
Yummy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. You could add seaweed too.
You could.
That would make it very nutritious.
We actually put kale in some of it last night. That was pretty good.
See, now you get into the green juice thing. That's what we have in the morning, typically.
What type of greens do you put in?
Oh, we put celery. We put a lemon in there.
Have you used fennel?
Ginger. No, we haven't tried fennel.
It's so good.
I don't
apples,
like fennel.
Apples. You know, so it's more kind of more vegetable-based than it is fruit, you know?
Yeah, I always do veggies.
Yeah. I feel good after I drink that.
Well, and one thing to caution is a lot of people think they have to add a sweetener. And if you're adding in all those fruits, you don't really need to add any type of sugar, honey, at all. It's amazing how just the fruit itself is nice and sweet.
You know what a good combination is? Adding avocado and chocolate or carob or some kind of cocoa together.
You're really pushing the avocado today.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
Well, it's a really healthy fat. Well, this tip may not even really need to be said, but in case you don't know this, here's another key thing for making smoothies. As soon as you're done pouring the smoothie into glasses, rinse out the blender.
Yes, because otherwise it gets really hard to clean.
Really hard to clean. And then you're thinking, oh, this is too much work.
But my trick is if I'm in a hurry and I don't have time to clean the blender right away.
Just put some water in it.
Put it in the fridge.
Real? Oh. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And with some water sometimes.
Or if there's a little extra left in there.
Yeah, just put it in the fridge, save it for later.
And yeah, because I think a lot of people think it's a daunting task making smoothies. That's why they don't do it.
It's so fast and so easy.
I like the frozen fruit idea. That's
yeah, cool. I mean, I literally take my blender, what do they call it, craft thing, off the base, walk over to the refrigerator and hold it as I put things, the fish oil and put the milk and then open the freezer and put it in. And
pizza from the night before.
Ew.
What? No, maybe not.
Now, the other thing that could make making smoothies more fun is having a blender that's actually really good. Mm-hmm. So personally, I have a Vitamix.
Me too.
Which
that's a serious blender.
It is a serious blender, but I have to say it's so worth the money. I mean, they're what, $300 now?
Like closer to four. Yeah.
But I bought it maybe, I don't know, 8 years ago. And I mean, you can make soups, you can make so many things in it. But I have to say, it's so easy and quick with smoothies. And you can literally just put like a whole carrot in. You could put, you know, I cut the apple in half, but you just put the whole thing in. You don't have to worry about chopping things up. And it lasts forever. I had a practice member who was at the workshop last night who said that she's had her Vitamix for 25 years.
So it's worth it. You know, you would have bought five or six blenders in that time frame.
Yeah. I actually know somebody that found a Vitamix at a yard sale that was from the 1950s that still works.
No way. That's awesome.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Vintage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I know that if they haven't changed the design in, I know at least 25 years. So if a part goes bad, it's easy to get new parts replaced and the company really takes care of you. So I'm in no way affiliated with the company Vitamix, but I'm a fan of the equipment and it is worth the money if you can swing it to purchase a Vitamix. So let's talk about the kind of smoothies that I like to make.
Let's.
Okay. Here's a couple of my favorites. One idea is rice milk, and I just use original rice milk, not the vanilla. So original rice milk is by Rice Dream, frozen mango, frozen strawberries, vanilla yogurt, and then I put in the Ultra Meal powder, the vanilla flavor, the lemon fish oil, the vitamin D drops, sometimes some vanilla yogurt, blend it up, that's good.
Sounds creamy.
It is very creamy. I like creamy shakes.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
see, I like more fruit juicy ones.
We made like one last
orange
night.
Orange juice based or something like
the,
that.
The most popular one we made last night, because we had about 50 people there.
That must have been fun.
It was really fun. Yeah. It was really fun. And actually, we did record it. It's on DVD. So if you're local and listening to this and you want to look at the actual video of what we did. Of course, it's not as exciting as tasting it because everyone got to taste all the smoothies last night.
You've got to get that on YouTube.
There you go.
We probably can.
Everybody can.
The only thing is it's 45 minutes, so I'll have to break it up a little bit.
That's right.
But we could do that.
Part one and two.
Yeah, we could do that. So our most popular one was the very last one I made, and it actually was a pomegranate blueberry juice. Mm. It was 100% juice. And then we put a lot of frozen strawberries. We put fish oil. The lemon flavored. We put vitamin D. We did not put the protein powder. We just wanted to try it without it because we wanted to make it more. It's really refreshing. Nothing
I think
creamy.
The protein powder goes in the creamier
the creamy
ones.
Stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a little weird in the fruit juice ones. I mean, I do it. Sometimes,
I do it.
But yeah.
And then we put some apple. And actually, we used green apple because we wanted to have the tartness.
Yeah.
And then some blueberries, and it was really good.
Sounds healthy.
It was healthy.
Yeah.
Another one, surprisingly, this was probably the second most popular one, was we did one with sunflower nut butter.
You could even make a tropical one with coconut and pineapple. And
yeah. Let's go to the
Because you could use coconut milk
rum.
And put pineapple.
Yeah.
You guys keep wanting to bring it back to alcohol. Come on.
Well, the blender's out. You might as well.
Oh, so this is the one we made. So we had rice milk, and then we put almond butter and banana, and then you could add, if you wanted to, you could add a little strawberry or raspberry just to give it a kick, and then honey. It was really good. It had that creamy kind of peanut butter taste to it, but it was refreshing.
Yeah.
Imagine, though, just somebody new drinking that every day, all of the nutrients that they might not get because they're in a hurry, and take a look at your skin doing a smoothie every day for like a month. Your skin is going to glow.
Well, and the thing is, it's so awesome about smoothies, you can throw in all sorts of things, any combinations of foods, and it's a pretty high chance it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to totally screw it up. I even did a taste test with my daughter, Mackenzie. A couple evenings ago, we decided we wanted to make a smoothie that had a lot of vegetables, but we wanted it to taste good. So what we did, we ended up finding the perfect combination was chocolate almond milk with apple, raw beets.
What?
Yep. Carrots, a little bit of spinach. And then the key to make it taste good was we put frozen banana and honey.
Well, that's a crazy combination. Mm. Let's throw an anchovy in there and get it over
and
with.
And a scoop of the protein powder. But it was actually quite good. And we made it last night for the crowd, and people liked it.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. That's nice. A weird one.
When you're using vegetables, adding apple is a big key, and adding a little bit of sweetener.
Yeah, that's what we do when we make honey. Green juice.
Yeah, that's definitely a key. Another good idea is you could take coconut milk and put a little cinnamon and cucumber, and then like raspberries and blueberries and yogurt.
Mm.
That's really good. And the cucumber has such a high water content, and it's so refreshing. And then a little cinnamon.
What about something like squash or something like that? I mean,
I've had sweet potatoes.
But that's what I mean. Does anyone use vegetables like that? Like,
well, imagine if you put the cinnamon in and add maybe some yogurt.
Yeah, that might taste like Thanksgiving.
And some honey. Yeah, I could see that. We think about that stuff. You know, we make sweet potatoes with the brown sugar, and you can add that sweetness to it, and it's good.
Huh. It might be a little dense.
You don't even
though.
Need a sweetener. It actually is pretty sweet on its own.
Yeah,
that would be good. Mm-hmm. A simple one is coconut milk, dates, and frozen bananas.
Dates? That's weird.
Mm-hmm. That had a nice sweetness with a little bit of oomph to it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's really good. Well, and the last recommendation, and this is, again, is kind of silly, but the colder it is, the better it tastes. So making sure there's enough frozen fruit, if not, making sure you put ice. And then we have those old, like, glass, big, heavy, like, beer steins that we keep in the freezer.
Oh, you keep them frozen?
Yeah, we keep the mugs frozen, and then we put the shake right into the mug, and it's actually really good.
Nice. Good idea. That's what I do with my martini.
Well,
because
you're German, that's what the Germans do.
Exactly. Growing up German in Iowa, we always had glass beer steins in the freezer.
There you go.
And now we use them for shakes. And then the last thing you can do is make more than you need and put them in the popsicle molds in the freezer. Mm-hmm. Then you have homemade popsicles. Even for adults.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of oomph. You feel refreshed. You feel like you had some nutrition. It's good.
Let's have a smoothie.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.